Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1527, first written January 29th, 2016. John 18, verse 28, Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" Our verse today comes from Jesus' trial by the Roman governor Pilate. The King of Kings was being questioned by a corrupt governor. The innocent and pure Jesus stood before the sinful Pilate. Jesus had been arrested and quickly found guilty in the Jewish courts. He was hurried on to Pilate so an execution could take place. Pilate saw nothing worthy of death in Jesus. This was an internal Jewish squabble, and Pilate didn't want to get drawn into it. He was ready to release Jesus, but the Jews would have no part of that. So Pilate sends Jesus to Herod, hoping that Herod would deal with this problem. Herod sent Jesus back. The Roman governor then offered a choice of prisoners to be released, a murderous, rebellious criminal, or the innocent Jesus. The crowd chose the criminal. Then asked what to do with Jesus, the crowd shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." As Pilate questions Jesus, the Lord tells Pilate that he was born to bear witness to the truth. "Everyone who is of the truth," Jesus said, "hears my voice." It is here that Pilate, from our verse today, says, "What is truth?" That's a great question. Many are living under that fog of that idea even today, and it changes their perspective and their experiences. So what might be true for one may not be for another. A poll taken a few years ago revealed that 70% of Americans do not believe that there is an absolute truth. What that means is a person cannot say that something is wrong, always wrong. It always depends. Wrong could be right, and right could be wrong. You may think all of that sounds fuzzy and it makes you dizzy just trying to talk to someone who accepts these postmodern theories. It's from this that people say same-sex marriages can come reasonably right. It's from this where somebody might say aborting a baby is right. The time may come when you don't want that baby anymore. You can't say that abortion's always wrong for all people. This thinking of many, many people today is where they are. So Pilate, when he asked Jesus, "What is truth?" these modern thinkers would say, "Who knows? It all depends." Some kids grow up learning that if lying and cheating can get them ahead, they need to lie and cheat. When truth doesn't matter, it's easy to make a decision. Just do what you feel like. Just do what makes you happy. When truth doesn't matter, self becomes the foundation of all decisions. When truth doesn't matter, no one can ever say what you're doing is wrong. Toss truth out the window, and life becomes very, very comfortable. There are two remarkable things about what Pilate says to Jesus. First, the truth was standing right in front of him. Remember Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is truth. In Jesus, there was no sin. Jesus told the disciples, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Truth is recognizable and understandable. You can know truth. By its very nature, truth is singular. It is exclusive, and it's intolerant. The child learns that 1 + 1 = 2. There are not other choices. The answer cannot be 3. The answer cannot be 1.5. Singular, exclusive, and intolerant. That's the nature of truth. The Ephesians were told that there is one faith, one God, one body. That means Jehovah and Allah cannot both be God at the same time. One faith destroys the idea that you can believe whatever you want to as long as you love the Lord. One faith. That same passage says that there is one baptism. That's interesting because the Bible we read tells us that there is a baptism of fire. John the Baptist has a baptism, Holy Spirit baptism, and water baptism. Now, some contend that a person is baptized with the Holy Spirit and later is baptized in water. But one and one doesn't make one. Truth is singular. It is exclusive, and it's intolerant. I can't be all of those baptisms at the one time. It can't be pick the one you want. There is one baptism. The Bible teaches it's water baptism. Secondly, Pilate didn't stick around to find out what the answer to his question was. He asked Jesus, "What is truth?" and then he leaves. Pilate has done what many do today. They ask questions, but they don't want to hear the answer. Had Pilate allowed Jesus to answer the question, he would have learned that God and his word are truth. He would have learned that following the truth honors God. He would have learned that having the truth leads to making right decisions. When a person blindly accepts that there is no absolute truth, then naturally he believes that he's the only one that is right, and it doesn't matter what he does. Wrong depends upon the circumstances. Wrong could be right. This thinking has spilled over into the modern church. Rock star preachers with smiling grins proudly admits that they will never use the word sin. God does. God uses other words like sin. He uses words like abomination, transgressions, iniquity. These are all found throughout the Bible. Some modern preachers would never say those things whatsoever. If there is no wrong, then why did Jesus come to earth? Luke states that he came to seek and save what was lost. Modern thinkers would never say that someone is lost. They may be a bit confused, but certainly not lost. God says that we are lost. What is truth? That's a great question. God can answer that. Truth is his word. Truth is where God stands. But because there is truth, that means some things are wrong. Sin is a violation of God's will. It is parting from truth to follow a lie. Many of our state universities today are preaching that there are no absolutes to our young minds who are believing these things without asking any questions. A generation is now here that uses feelings as a sole basis of making decisions. If it feels good or makes one happy, then it cannot be wrong. If it's uncomfortable, then it has to be wrong. So they abandon the churches of their parents because they don't want to be told that some behavior is wrong. We shouldn't judge other has become the theme of the new generation. We don't judge because nothing is ever really wrong. The spirit of tolerance has flung the door wide open. There's no stopping it as long as there's no absolute truth. Marrying two people at the same time will be next. Then marrying a cow. Then marrying your sister. Then marrying your mother. Then marrying yourself. Ridiculous? Absolutely not. It can't be if there is no truth. Without truth, we become our own gods. Without truth, we are hopelessly lost. Without truth, we are sunk. What is truth? Can you answer that? Do you know? Do you even care? Thank you for listening.